Let's move right on. Okay? Who has clients like this? Who has clients like this? Okay, you actually want clients like that. Okay? Because life's too short. You don't want a devil for a client. You want an angel for a client, someone that respects you, trusts you. You don't want that devil who's always saying, "You always don't. I want it tomorrow, and I want it now, and it's too expensive, and everyone else discounts it and drives you completely crazy." So you want a client like the angel. You don't want the devil. So how can you define a client? Now, let's just get the mic around the room, and let's get about five definitions of how you would define a client. Someone who has not spoken before and who's likely to speak for the first time.
I spoke yesterday a little bit.
She spoke a little yesterday, just because the mic came to her, as it did again.
Just a note on your previous slide, though. My business, I have both, and they come together because I teach children who are the angels, but sometimes their parents can be the devils.
Okay. So how would you define a client? I just want a definition on a client.
One of my clients, well, I guess my client would be...
Your client, just a client.
A client.
Yeah.
Client would be somebody that is interested in purchasing your product or maybe finding out more information about your product.
Okay, someone who's interested. There's no wrong and right answers. I'll give the right answer, obviously, but... okay.
A client, someone who depends on you to serve them, care about them, nurture them, and protect them.
Okay.
Well, they respect what you know, they listen to what you say, and they pay for what you provide.
Okay, that's good.
Can you say that again?
I'll give you the definition. It's very simple.
Someone who will roll up their sleeves while I roll up my sleeves and we work together.
Okay. You want to?
No.
No?
It's
okay.
Do you mean client or...
A client.
Business?
No, a client. Someone, yeah. Your customer, basically.
Someone who's easygoing and flexible.
Someone who's easygoing and flexible.
Somebody with whom you build a mutually profitable relationship.
Profitable relationship.
Mutually
profitable relationship.
For me, a good client is someone that keeps their word.
Someone
so
who keeps their word.
We can work together.
Okay.
A client is someone I've built a relationship with or have a relationship with.
Okay. Basically, we're going...
Just one more.
Just one more.
Yeah, they send referrals even if you don't ask.
Okay. Who?
And your wine's in your
God with a wine cellar.
They need what you have.
They need what you have. Okay, let's get that marked down. You all believe in the dictionary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you believe that when you have to search for a word, the dictionary actually gives you a more accurate representation of what you're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And that basically you can swear on your dictionary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone agree?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly it'll give you exact... Oxford or Webster? I knew I'd get someone like this. Let's go to Webster. That's Webster. Okay? So what is a Webster? It says a client is a dependent, one under the protection of another. It doesn't say anyone that you get money from. It says, I do think they're your friends. And then it says, one who consults legal. So one who consults with you, one who's your friend, one who comes under your protection. Okay? And that's what it is. Care, guidance, and protection. One who comes under your care, guidance, and protection. This is big trouble for you guys. This is big trouble. You can't ever say, you know, I'm going to rip this client off anymore. How can you rip someone off? Because your client has now effectively become your child. That's what they have. Because when your child is born, when your client comes to the door, that's when your child is born. And then you have to care for them. You have to protect them from the who competition. Why? Because the competition is bad. You have to guide them. How do you guide them? You educate them. You give them information. So one who comes under your care, your protection and guidance, that is what a definition, according to Mr. Webster, is the definition of a client. So go back to your room, in your office space or your workspace, and go and put up that little sign, care, protection, and guidance. It'll change the way you look at a client forevermore. So here's a real story with, again, my friend Julia. And a client came to her, and they bought a bed and a mattress. And the bed was expensive, the mattress was expensive, and the mattress was about $1,000. And Julia said, I think you should take the $1,200 mattress. And that client said, no, why, whatever. And they said, no, we have spent a lot for the bed, we're not going to spend $1,200 for the mattress. So Julia calls me and says, what do I do now? I know that they need it. I know that they want it. So what am I going to do now? What's this care, protection, guidance? I said, just refer to it. So look at it as your child. If your child was buying the bed and you needed to give care, protection, and guidance, would you give them the $1,000 mattress or the $1,200? Who says $1,000? No one? What, you guys, do you guys not know $200 is a lot of money? $1,200? It's your child. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, okay? So this is what Julia does. She rocks up there with the $1,200 mattress. What do you think the client says? I didn't order this. She says, no. For this bed, this is what matters. I'll charge you $1,000. Now what happens next? The client is talking to everyone in town about how the store is so different from everybody else. Why? Because they care. They have cared for the client enough to give them the right mattress. They have protected that client from getting a bad night's sleep. They have guided their client that this is the right mattress. The next time their client walks into the store, whose word are they going to listen to? Julia's. Who are they going to talk to? Dozens of people. You know what I'm saying? It's such a simple philosophy. I mean, everything's been simple in the last 2 days, hasn't it? I mean, it's... why reinvent? So, that's it. You can read all those books. Or you can do care, guidance, and protection. Which one would you prefer? Okay. So what we've covered in keeping, and that's what we started out today with, is how to get the spider secret. How do you get the spider secret moving? You give. You give. The missing link in your whole giving thing is that you don't give the right information. You don't give the processes that would help the client make the right decision. So it's not enough to give. You have to have the opt-in, which is the three factors. Give, opt-in, and value. And then there's the education. That's the missing link. It's what you educate with them that counts. It's not just spewing stuff towards them. And finally, how do you create evangelists? Let's all say it. Care, guidance, and protection. That's it. That's all you need to know. So are we scheduled for a break right now? We can go for one. Do you know how much power that person at the back wields? Your exit and your entry depends on her saying yes.
I had absolutely no idea what the Brain Alchemy class was going to be about. To my great surprise, it actually stretched me in many ways. I'm Sid Fay. I'm the CEO of an internet company and an author of a book called The Being Game, For the Love of Your Life. The course has directed me, focused me to, focus my target audience and to redirect the marketing efforts that I will, that I intend to make in the future. And I'm thrilled with the interactive approach that Sean and his staff has taken, and that the group dynamic has provided some information for me and for many. I see light bulbs popping up all over the room with the gifts that Sean gives us all, the gifts of himself and the information that he's accumulated. So it's been an educational experience that's in the top three for sure that I've ever had. So the one thing that really made a difference for me is to be able to discover a tagline for a for my target audience, which I just love, and it's moving people's lives from the outhouse to the penthouse, and that's worth just years of like thinking about it, and yet it came up in a private session with Sean in about a half an hour, 20 minutes, and it actually just came out of a great conversation that Sean directed, and I appreciate his insight and his ability to ferret out that kind of information. But if you're listening to this, I recommend it to you because. I certainly would recommend it to any people that I'm involved with in business, and in I would recommend it's really useful for anyone who has who wants to improve the business that they have and find a direction that will be supportive of what they're doing.
So we're